is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With family members and his vice president seated nearby in the Oval Office, President Biden made his farewell speech to the nation last night.
President Biden didn't name President-elect Trump during his remarks, but warned about what he says gives him great concern.
Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy.
The president, who is also a U.S. senator for 36 years, touted major legislative wins during his single term in the White House, from a bipartisan infrastructure bill to the Inflation Reduction Act, considered the largest investment in clean energy.
The rest of the world is trying to model it now.
Natalie Brand, CBS News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office now says the cabinet won't meet to approve the ceasefire deal with Hamas until Hamas backs down on what he calls a last-minute crisis over the release of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Meanwhile, CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer in Tel Aviv tells us families of the hostages are growing anxious.
Among the 98 hostages in Gaza, there are three Americans believed to be alive: Eden Alexander, Sagi Dekel Chen, and Keith Siegel. In Tel Aviv, most of the demonstrators who week after week had demanded that Israel's government bring the hostages home didn't come out. But those who did expressed cautious hope and also fear.
Do you feel a huge relief?
No, I'm going to feel a huge relief when it's going to be done.
Top administration nominees Pam Bondi for Attorney General and Senator Marco Rubio for Secretary of State faced questioning yesterday as part of the confirmation process. CBS's Nicole Killian reports from Capitol Hill.
Many senators expect Rubio and Bondi to be confirmed. At least five more confirmation hearings are scheduled this week. That includes for Trump's picks for Treasury, Scott Bessent, and Homeland Security, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem.
Women's basketball teams will finally be paid for playing games during March Madness, as we hear from sports reporter Erica Herskowitz.
For years, men's college basketball teams have been paid for playing games in the NCAA tournament, and finally today, the Division I Board of Governors voted unanimously to start paying the women's basketball teams as well. The vote was the final step toward a pay structure for women playing during March Madness. The lack of a pay system has been a sharp point of contention for years.
The FDA is ordering food and drug makers to remove a dye called Red 3 from snacks and other foods. It was banned from cosmetics decades ago because it caused cancer in rats. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sponsored by BetterHelp.
What do you want your 2025 story to be? You know, every January brings you 365 blank pages just waiting to be filled. Maybe you're ready for a plot twist or want to revive a chapter that's been stuck. This year, forget about resolutions that fade by February. Life isn't about checking off goals. It's about taking control and becoming the author of your own story. Think of therapy as your personal editorial partner, helping you write new chapters and create a meaningful life you deserve. Whether you're learning new coping skills, setting healthier boundaries, or becoming the best version of yourself, therapy gives you the tools to grow. It's not just for those dealing with trauma. It's for anyone looking to improve their mental well-being. BetterHelp makes therapy easy, affordable, and convenient. With over 30,000 licensed therapists, you'll find a professional that fits your needs. And you can even switch therapists at no extra cost. Write your story with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lover today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lover.
Policy changes are coming to an upstate New York Sheriff's Department after an innocent 11-year-old girl was handcuffed for car theft.
Onondaga County Sheriff's deputies detained the girl in Syracuse because she was dressed similarly to a suspect in the car theft. She was handcuffed for 7 minutes.
It's not her.
Back to my car, okay?
Wait, can I?
The deputies released the girl when they realized the suspect's hair was longer, and they apologized. Her mother is livid.
I can't make sense of it. I couldn't even finish watching the video. Even if it wasn't my child, I wouldn't be able to finish watching the video because that's not how you handle children.
The department now plans to notify a parent when their child is detained, no matter how briefly they are detained. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The rangers at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park are bracing for crowds eager to get a glimpse of lava gushing from an eruption on Kilauea. It began yesterday as a small flow and then increased to a fountain several hundred feet high and may get bigger. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow is likely for the overnight. Accumulations, though, well under an inch. Southwest winds will be gusty as lows drop to the upper teens. On Thursday, some flurries early, then partly sunny skies. Northwest winds will develop. Highs in the mid-30s. It's 21 at our studios.
Oh, Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
tear the house down.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
God, what you say?
There's not a man to tell.
He who could take me away from my God. Tell me more, there's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. Your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they them with yours. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
you love me too. You can come along with me, 'cause we got When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let me be your love and tear you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a wound of you, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Ooh, baby. Baby, let me be. Run you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your daddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
Oh,
us that your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see.
And local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
CBS News Brief. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accuses Hamas of holding up his government's vote on a Gaza ceasefire agreement by reneging on the deal today. The BBC's John Donison is in Jerusalem.
It's a bittersweet moment, given that we've had so much suffering and so many lives lost over the past 15 months, and the fighting hasn't stopped.
President Biden bade farewell to the nation in an address from the Oval Office last night.
It will take time to feel the full impact of all we've done together. But the seeds are planted, and they'll grow and they'll bloom for decades to come.
Calmer winds in the forecast today will be a boost for crews battling the deadly Southern California wildfires. CBS's Tom Hansen is in L.A.
For the immediate future, you know, that's going to give firefighters the upper hand, but the reprieve is going to be short-lived.
Strong winds are expected to return Monday. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen.